By drawing the final test in Nagpur to claim the series 2-1, England have secured their first test series win in India since 1985. There were moments of high drama over the weekend as Virat Kohli patiently scored a third test century, and then Mahendra Singh Dhoni was run out for 99 and India declared 4 runs behind in a bid to get back into the game. England lost early wickets, but through Jonathan Trott and Ian Bell started the final day, needing to simply bat in the same way they had since the second innings in Ahmedabad, with authority, composure and skill. Trott duly delivered, scoring 143 in 310 balls, and Bell's slowest test century might well prove to be one of his most treasured, as he ended unbeaten on 116 in 306 deliveries, the pair putting on 208 together, Warwickshire's finest, ending a wonderful year for the Bears, England finally closing on 352 for 4. Even when Trott was dismissed, there was time for debutant Joe Root to hit Ravi Chandra and Ashwin for 6, which served to underline just how in control England were. Shortly after Gautam Gambhir got to bowl for the first, and who knows, only time in Test cricket, the two teams shook hands to give Alistair Cook the ideal start to his time as Test captain. Back in 1985, when David Gower last led an England side to victory in India, Cook was 1 month old, Root wasn't even born. This remarkable victory is the latest chapter in an unforgettable sporting year for England and Great Britain, while for India, 2013 can't come quickly enough.